You don't have COVID, do you?
I do not have COVID. No, oh. just was eating a burrito.
Well, don't choke on your burrito.
Sorry?
Don't choke on your burrito. Is that what you said you were eating?
Yeah, I was eating a burrito for dinner. So tonight, on Tucker Carlson, Rittenhouse, Kyle, kind of ripped into both you and Pierce and said that you specifically talking about you and Pierce, had taken advantage of him. Do you have any comment about that?
I don't know what he's saying we did to take advantage of him. I helped him. Fight Back helped him. What is he saying I did wrong to take advantage of him?
Did you see the interview on Fox?
I did not, when it was aired. Did it air tonight?
Just tonight, yeah. According,
I've heard about it. I've heard about it. But I didn't hear any... I didn't pay attention to the details.
Okay. Well, he claims that you took advantage of him. Is that?
I don't know what he's talking about. Fight Back helped him. Okay. We raised $2 million for him that we put $2 million attributed to Kyle's efforts for our foundation. We spent $2.7 million. We had a videotape done that I think helped his defense lawyers a lot. We paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees and expenses, investigators' expenses. And we raised the money for his bail, and the foundation put $600,000 of its general funds into his bail because his criminal lawyers told us he needed to get out because they didn't feel like he was safe in Kenosha. The criminal lawyers thought he was safer in juvenile in Illinois. I did not represent Kyle as a criminal lawyer. I'm not a criminal lawyer. His mother asked me to handle defamation matters for him after the criminal case. I agreed to do that. But then John Pierce called at the end of November after we made his bail and said that they no longer wanted us to raise money with his name. We said, okay, we didn't. They said that Wendy Rittenhouse wanted John to represent him in the defamation cases. I said, fine. I withdrew with a letter. I hadn't heard anything about my doing anything wrong until now, all of a sudden. I don't understand. Do you? Do you know about David Hancock? Answer my question. Do you know anything about David Hancock?
Yeah, so that's the gentleman that you claim that hacked your computer.
I didn't claim anything. Do your homework. He's an admitted, disgraced Navy SEAL who had his trident pulled. He's been sued for fraud in connection with the Free Kyle USA Milo Fund charity. I didn't sue him. Somebody else did. So when you call me up to ask me about something, you don't define what I've allegedly done wrong. And then I ask you to listen, when I ask you about David Hancock, you don't know anything. Are you a reporter or are you a propagandist?
Okay. What do you have to say to the fact that Rittenhouse says that you raise money so they can take it for their own benefit?
That's not true. Somebody has fed Kyle misinformation for whatever reason. Let me say this. Fight Back helped him. All the donors tried to help him. The foundation did help him. The decisions he made, even about the interview, one interview he gave to the Washington Post, those decisions were finalized by his criminal lawyers. I'm not a criminal lawyer. Do you understand that? His criminal lawyer at the time was John Pierce and Mark Richards. If they didn't want him to do an interview, I couldn't tell him to do it. I talked to Kyle one time. When he was in jail, that's the only time I ever talked to him. The call was made. I was able to speak to him for like 2 or 3 minutes. He thanked me for what Fight Back was doing. He told me that he was reading his Bible. He told me that he thought and knew that God was with him that night. I told him to keep reading his Bible, that I believed God would take care of him. That was the only... Wait a minute, now listen. Get this right for your story. I that was the end of the conversation. He said, I love you. I said, I love you too, Kyle. That's the only time I ever talked to the boy. Now, you can go out and get David Hancock to say whatever he wants to. David Hancock is a documented liar and a disgraced former Navy SEAL. And he's got some deep state agenda at work in your deep state Mockingbird Media. You don't fool me, young man. Now, you get your story right, because I've recorded this, and I'm going to put it out on social media so that people know your role in the deep state. Is that fair?
I understand, Mr. Webb.
I don't think you do understand. You're messing with someone that tells the truth, and your newspaper, whatever it's called, The Beast, tells lies. There's been an agenda from the Daily Beast, The Beast, for a long time against me. I know what you're doing. The people that read your articles know what you're doing. You're not fooling anybody.
Those dogs in the background?
Those are my puppy dogs. That's Allie. She has a great instinct. Maybe she... So I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the barking.
No, that's fine. I'm a dog person myself. Okay. Well, what type of dogs are they?
Well, I got a... They're rescue dogs.
Oh, wow.
They're a little bit of everything. They make great guard dogs, and they love me.
That's a good combination.
Absolutely.
Okay. So in terms of him saying that you guys were trying to not, you were not trying to set me free.
I don't know.
What's the deal there?
I don't know what he's talking about. The efforts of Fight Back were to help him. We believed, from what we did in getting a videotape done that we put out publicly that showed the public his innocence. We believe that we were doing things that were going to keep him from being found guilty of a crime he didn't commit. The decision to keep him for the whatever the time period was in Illinois was because he was in a juvenile facility. He had threats on social media that BLM was going to find him and kill him in jail. The criminal lawyer, John Pierce, concluded, and I did not disagree, that he was safer in Illinois until he could get a habeas corpus petition heard. Then when the habeas corpus petition was denied without a chance to appeal it, they transferred him quickly to Kenosha. Then John Pierce and I talked, and I said, we'll get his bail up as quickly as we can to get him out of jail because he's not safe in Kenosha, you say. I did it in less than 30 days. We ought to be getting a pat on the back to the donors of Fight Back and not a kick in the butt.
Do you feel like you're getting a kick in the butt now?
Listen, my own feeling is that Kyle Rittenhouse is being manipulated and used, and I pray for him and his mother. I've heard her give interviews where she had conversations with me. They never occurred. There was some things done wrong that I'm aware of by John Pierce. That's between John Pierce and the Rittenhouse family.
Mm-hmm.
I know about them. I know there were misappropriation of funds that were in John's trust account. I don't know why they fired him. I don't know. I just know that David Hancock infiltrated my property under false pretenses, and he's been after me for a year. Every issue that comes up, David Hancock attacks me with lies. So I think that Kyle is being used for David Hancock's agenda, and David Hancock is a CIA asset. Connect the dots, young man.
Can you help me connect the dots there?
I'm going to have to let you do your job. You're the journalist. I'm just the person giving you the truth. You go investigate it.
You're not supplying evidence to back up your assertion that David Hancock is some CIA operative.
I don't know that he works directly for the CIA, but I know that he has been obsessed with attacking me for the past year on every conceivable issue. That tells me that he's deep state, whether it's CIA deep state or not. He's got an agenda, and it doesn't make any sense except he's being paid by someone to attack me.
Right, but do you have like any sort of documentation to note that he's somehow like deep state CIA? Like how do you know that? You know what I mean?
I know what I know, and it's not. I'm not here to present my case on David Hancock. You call me about Kyle Rittenhouse. Do you have any other questions?
That's fair. So do you think Tucker Carlson at all is involved in this somehow? Because, I mean, he's the one giving Kyle a platform now. Do you think he has a hand in any of this?
I don't know Tucker Carlson. I was on a show with Tucker Carlson a long time ago when I represented Richard Jewell. I talked to Tucker months ago before the election. I told him about my property. He wanted to come hunt here. We never did work it out. I don't know Tucker, so I don't attribute any agenda to him. Somebody else will have to make that decision.
He wanted to hunt on your property?
Yeah, I sent him the information when I bought some property in South Carolina. I knew he was a hunter. I told him about it, and he was talking about I got the text messages where he said he'd love to come and hunt here. I said, come anytime. He never did, but he always had an invitation. Seemed like a nice guy to me. Although the time when I represented Richard Jewell, we kind of went at each other in an interview where he didn't like the fact that I was, you know, getting paid for representing Richard. And I said, well, I didn't get paid enough to have to deal with people in the media like you. So it was a joke. I like Tucker. I don't have any reason to dislike him, should I?
Is he deep state CIA or is he not?
Now what in the world kind of question is that? You call me about Kyle Rittenhouse and now you want to ask me if Tucker Carlson is deep state CIA. Why don't you go find that out? I'm not here to expose the truth about Tucker Carlson. If he sues me, I'll find out whatever I needed to, but I don't think Tucker and I have a fight with each other.
Okay.
And I don't think he wants a fight with me. I thought he was a friend. I'm sorry?
Do you plan on suing him anytime soon?
What would I be? No, are you nuts? I'm not trying. No, listen, you've taken this interview, and I don't know what you're trying to do with it. I'm not thinking about suing Tucker Carlson. I don't have any basis that I'm aware of to sue Tucker Carlson. I told you the last communication I had with him, I told him I'd bought some property in South Carolina. It was before the election. And he said somebody would like to come hunt here. And I said, come on anytime.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else about Kyle Rittenhouse or is it any other issues you want to talk about? Want to talk about who won the 2020 election? Donald J. Trump.
you know
who's in charge of everything?
Who's that?
Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Do you know him?
I'm aware of the figure.
I just ask you, do you know him, or are you just aware of him? Because you need to know him, son. This conversation's about to end. I suggest you go get on your knees and pray and do the right thing and tell the truth, because truth prevails over lies. Read your Bible, young man. God bless you. Anything else?
No, I think that's everything.
I think that's all you needed to hear from me was the last part. Don't forget that. I pray for you. God bless you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.